are here at the Underground Collision in San Diego, California, at the top of the Grand Hyatt Manchester Hyatt in downtown San Diego, and we are here with Mr. Mike Joplin from CU Lending Cooperative. Mike, how are you?
Not bad. How about you, Mike?
I'm doing all right so far.
Good.
I mean, with that view, how can you be being bad?
Beautiful day in San Diego.
Not too shabby here. Hey, how was the Underground for you this time around?
Excellent.
Yeah?
Wonderful. Great topics, great speakers, great collaboration. I'm walking away with at least three collaborative introductions. We're interested in each other's abilities and the cross-marketing opportunities for the Lending Cooperative and for CU Revest, our other CUSO.
Oh, okay.
So it's really neat. It's been a great show. Yeah.
Definitely. All right, you were up on, well, I'm going to call it a stage, but you were in front of the crowd up there with Samantha Paxson from Co-op Financial Services, and you guys were talking about fintech hype versus game-changing partner. So what was your side of the coin? Because it's kind of a debate format. What were you talking about up there?
The more we started talking about what we did respectively, Samantha and I, the more we realized that we belong together as partners. So the whole concept about how we're going to debate one versus the other kind of went right out the window, because the things that we offer with the Lending Cooperative and the things that they have and want to offer at Co-op actually fit together. So that will be one of the collaborative efforts that we're going to be undertaking here this week.
Should we be fearful of fintech, or how should credit unions embrace fintechs out there? Because they seem to be kind of chomping around the edge of the cookie right now, but not quite getting to the middle yet. So,
yeah, that's really a good metaphor for that. The thing about fintechs is that they specialize in specific products that the credit unions need in order to create a platform. So if you look at the fintech as not just a thing, one thing, it's a bunch of things that when you put them together in the right order, the right sequence, and in the right way, you actually build a platform, and that platform becomes a growth generator, and for both loans and deposits, because you're making it easier and smoother for people who don't know what a credit union is to hop on board just by pulling out their smartphone. This thing right here. Millennials want to talk to you in the language that they prefer. The language they prefer is this device right here. That's all I can say.
That's the channel. That's a preferable channel.
This is one of the channels that we use besides LendingTree. So when you can get a text message prompt, go on your smartphone and text that number. We're going to know who you are within 6 seconds, and we're going to call you by name, and we're going to say, "Hi, Mike, let's see what credit offers we have for you today." And it's not on our brand, it's on the credit union's brand. Every single credit union has their own discrete text channel. So whenever you text in, it's that loan's going to go to you if it responded to your advertising. So it's really kind of neat. It's fast, it's easy, and it engages right away. And as I had mentioned with the folks over at LendingTree, they told us early on that if we don't engage with a consumer within 8 seconds after they hit the landing page, they're gone. And if you can't deliver within 3 clicks, they're gone. So if you're not beating those speeds and you're not something that's fun, you don't have something that's fun and enjoyable and easy to use and fast and very satisfying, forget it. You'll lose the battle.
Wow, that's a little pressure there. A little bit of pressure there for a financial institution these days.
You got it at 6 seconds now.
Did you?
Pre-quality. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
wasn't there a game show called Beat the Clock? Yeah. So it sounds like we're same.
You're right in there. So yeah, that's the story.
Right, so where do we go from here now? I mean, so we're partnering with the fintechs now, because that's probably the proper thing to do.
It is.
Because they don't want to deal with all the regulations and stuff that credit unions and banks are dealing with. So
here's the problem. Credit unions are really busy internally. Their IT departments are backlogged, usually between 6 months and a year. So the integration piece of this is a nightmare for most people. So what you need to do is get a trusted partner. CULC is a trusted partner. We've gone out and looked at the anti-fraud modules. We've gone out and looked at the early onboarding and the core system integration. We've done all of that. We went around the fintech circle now for 3 years and tested the ones that work and the ones that don't, and determined who the best fintechs are to become part of us as a trusted partner. Now we can go to the credit unions and say, you don't have to do anything except notify your core that we're going to start testing. Your IT guy doesn't have to do anything. We use the existing resources at the credit union to go right into the credit union core from our platform.
Got it.
So from cell phone or text, all the way into the core system in one shot.
That's fast. And that's speed, and that's what we're looking for today, right?
And obviously compliance.
A little one called compliance.
Keep building that brand for the credit union. Because, man, you're going to get a bunch of members. Then it's up to the credit union to follow up with that, make sure the member development continues, the auto loans, the real estate loans, the student loans. All those things can leverage off of one transaction from this.
It's all about relevance. We keep hearing about coming to these conferences. We keep hearing about how do credit unions remain relevant. It's that thing right there, your cell phone.
Right here. Everybody's got one.
Yep.
95% of the people out there, so according to the Nielsen survey, have one of these within arm's length 24 hours a day.
Sure, I'm sure.
Isn't that crazy? We're addicted to this.
A little bit. Yeah. There's groups out there. There's counseling for that out there, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure there is.
All right, Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, all right?
Take care. You got-